Unapologetic J Podcast. I'm your host, J Michelle, with my co-host, Hakeem.
They more like grab them in the nape. Oh, they're right. We didn't finish. I mean, they don't know what I'm talking about. His name came. That's his name came across all platforms.
We started over.
I know. I did that. Go ahead.
Yeah, Keem was telling us how he used to titty fuck these bitches. But first and foremost, before we get started, let's send our condolences and rest in peace to T. Grizzly's aunt, who passed away in a shooting.
Aunt and manager.
Yes, yeah. Very tragic.
That is crazy.
I had just watched the documentary of him getting off, being finally off probation. And I was like really excited about him getting back into doing music and stuff like that. And it's just so sad that, you know, she couldn't be along the rest of the journey.
But, how's he doing? Have they put the reports out yet? Yeah, I haven't seen them put the reports out.
I don't think he's doing good, but our condolences to him.
Man, sending love out to bro.
Definitely.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Big Sean donated $100K to a recording studio in Detroit. To a Boys and Girls Club. Very nice.
Dope.
Very nice. Like taking a note out of your book, singing and shit. But you sing better than I do.
I don't even know how to sing.
Oh, okay. So Lil Brother is back. I'm excited about that album. I think LJ know a little something about Lil Brother. Like hella Cali-ish. Ow. We got a delivery.
Delivery. Thank you.
About this thing.
Thank you. Y'all be fine.
All right.
Hi.
Deuces. Whoa, 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 whoa.
I'm done with you. But yeah, Lil Brother is back. I listened to the album. I think it's really good. And I like the skits, too. And LJ trying his hardest not to say nothing. He's trying his hardest. Lil Brother is a fucking LA fucking classic ass group. But I know LJ got a story about it.
False. I have never heard a Lil Brother song ever. This is the second time this week somebody thought that I listened to Little Brother and I don't.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I don't either.
I know somebody that's...
Well, you know, there's not an actual about it, but yeah.
Oh, shit. We getting...
No, only because Little Brother was before my time, too. And I didn't really hear no Little Brother music, but I knew who the group was and I knew the impact that they had on the Cali sound or... what they did as a group. So it was really exciting for hip hop that they came back. So that's all.
Oh, they're from California?
I don't fucking know.
I thought they were from Carolina.
Don't know.
Atlanta or something.
I don't know where they from.
Oh,
but I know people right now. But I know people in the music scene that, you know what I'm saying, used to tell me about this group. So I just assumed that's what it was.
Yeah, I've heard good things about them. So yeah. I've been meaning to check them out for a while.
But yeah, I like the album. Yeah. I like it. Rhapsody is fire. Mm-hmm. Period. She got features from Queen Latifah, Jid. Y'all know I fuck with Jid heavy.
They are from North Carolina.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
J. Cole. Production from Ninth Wonder. Battle Cat. The homie Mark Bird. And the homie Terrace Martin did the arrangements on the project. So... I think it's a solid project. I like it. Everything is in timing. And I think time is now for Rhapsody.
Yeah, I don't listen to Rhapsody.
Why not?
It's nothing against her. Maybe it's a little against her. But it's not.
maybe
she
it
can
is.
Rap. She's really nice, her. But I just can't. It's that tone of voice that bothers me.
She does have a lisp, too.
No, it has nothing to do with a lisp. It's okay. I can't even, I gotta think of other rappers that sound like her. And I just can't listen.
Like, is it
to
too
it.
Hard for a female?
No. That's nothing, no. It ain't got nothing to do with that. It's just that, I don't know if maybe she sounds like a spoken word.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah, I can't do it. Because
she
can rap though, but
it's
just not my cup of tea.
Right.
I'm not saying that she's not dope. A lot of people love her, and I'm not dissing her at all. It's not my personal. Yeah.
This nigga with this pick, with this fucking.
This is how he avoiding talking.
Right. He gotta do something else. ASAP Ferg, have you listened to that project?
Nah, I literally have it on my Spotify to press play, and I haven't done it yet.
A lot of New York influence. You could hear Diddy, Busta Rhymes. They got with DMX, but the cadence of DMX, kind of like, I don't want to say it's sampling, but it kind of is Where My Dog's At. It's with him and ASAP Rocky's Cop Hub Sessions.
When I'm up, I'm down. But when I'm down, I'm around. Round of town, Funky Clown.
Period.
Go ahead.
Missy is out.
Yeah, did you listen to it?
Not yet.
Do you like the video?
I love the video.
Video's dope, of course.
Between Missy and Busta Rhymes, they had the most amazing videos.
Facts.
Man. That's not even a debate.
Watching Busta Rhymes old videos the other day, Give Me Some Mo' and Pastor Cavassier, they were so creative. But Missy is the first female that's getting the MTV Vanguard Award, Michael Jackson Video Vanguard Award.
Are they still calling him Michael Jackson? I thought they were changing the name.
Yeah, it's Video Vanguard now, but originally it's Michael Jackson Video Vanguard Award.
That's so out of pocket.
First female ever to get one.
Another subject. Mm-hmm. But yes, Missy's video's dope. I don't know how the music's going to translate to the new generation. I don't think that they totally fuck with her. Because she's already tried once after the Katy Perry Super Bowl appearance, and all the kids didn't know who the fuck she was.
Right, and I remember I remember those tweets.
Yeah, she put
them
out a video.
Shits was hell out of pocket.
She put out a video, and it just didn't catch on. And I was like, why didn't it catch on? I was like, it's Missy. You know, for me, it's like it don't matter what Missy put out. If she gonna put a dope ass visual out, and it's gonna be dope. But I don't know.
Missy
didn't
can do no wrong in my eyes.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's not a long project. What is it, like 6 or 7 tracks on it? It's not a lot.
Oh, short, okay. Yeah. Everybody has a 7-track thing, yeah. 7, EP, 9 tracks.
EP, LP? What's the difference, LJ?
No, that's 7 tracks is LP.
Okay.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
No.
It is.
Not necessarily.
But they've made it. They've changed it. They've changed. Listen.
No, I'll let you change
listen.
It.
Listen.
I'm just changing
it. Like, that's why it gets Grammy. It gets Grammy
nominated.
Yeah, recognized. It gets recognized by the Grammys because 7 songs is the cutoff now.
You ready?
Do your thing, sir.
45 minutes or over is an LP.
7 songs.
Depends on the length of the songs. I dropped something.
I dropped something.
It was my pick.
Yeah, but I think they changed a lot of things because
there was like a minimum amount of songs that it had to be. Yeah. But
I think it used to be 10 songs.
45 minutes runtime is an LP. Mm-hmm. Underneath that is an EP.
Okay, that
makes sense. Extended play and
so you're saying we're both right. Is what you're saying?
Kind of sort.
Okay, cool.
I'm definitely right, and you're kind of.
Right. I'm definitely right. You're kind of right. I like that. Vince Staples is also out. He's back with a new single. I love Vince Staples. Shout out to Long
Vince
Beach.
Vince Staples is raw. Mm-hmm. And then P-Lo got his album out.
Shine. I like that record. I like the samples in that record.
Yeah.
Shine by P-Lo. Yeah. That was a good one.
That shit raw.
So who are you listening to?
Let me see. I'm listening to P-Lo. I listen to Snoop album.
How was it? I want to thank myself.
I haven't listened to the whole thing. I've gotten, because I think he has like 19 songs or something crazy like that. So
okay,
I'm about
taking
like,
it back to the No Limit days.
Yeah, I'm about 8 or 9 songs in. The song about Suge is dope. He got a song called New Booty. A song about niggas that go to jail that ain't ready for it. You got niggas screaming in the background. She's just wild. It's wild. It sounds like he's talking about the what's Youngster name that went to jail? That snitching on everybody now? Colorful hair?
Oh, Tekashi. 6ix9ine.
Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Tekashi.
But I think he's just talking about those type of scenarios. But it's a lot of he got a song with Nate Dogg. That's dope. It's real dope.
Tell a little story about Nate Dogg.
Share your story.
So back in the day when I was dancing at the Fantasy Castle in Signal Hill / Long Beach, it was a slow night. You know, the dancers was all there just chilling. We wasn't doing much. Wasn't nobody in there. So Nate Dogg comes in there.
You heard, ring the alarm. Your woman has just been sighted.
Sidebar. One day, Nocturnal was buzzing around the front door.
Coasting, straight west coasting.
That man looks so bad.
Y'all heard he looked like a straight dope.
So bad. I was like, they would not let him in. Thank God. But yeah, Nadal came in and we all went in rotation twice. He gave each of us $10 every time we went up there. It was about five of us. Mm-hmm. We got about $10, $20 each, because the first rotation put $10, and the next rotation gave everybody $10.
Boy, that boy came out $100, got some dances.
Stuck around. So you know the club, when celebrities come in, they want to extend the time and all this crazy stuff. So all the girls is leaving. So of course we all meet up in the parking lot. What y'all doing after? Who coming? Nobody's. Nobody's coming anywhere with you, sir. But yeah, that was the first and only time I met Nadal. But he was super cool, though. Oh, gee, my name's good.
Never met Nadal, but I would have loved to have been there when he get bro with the golf club. That would have been nice. That yeah. Gangsta.
Ty Lue is joining the Clippers as assistant coach.
What else you want to talk about?
In the wrap up.
Or, you know, the fucking whatever you call it. But, yeah, Ty Lue is joining the Clippers. He's about to get stepped over by LeBron like Iverson did his ass.
That was a classic step over.
I mean, that's
what you think it's going to do for?
That's his mentor.
Who? Rivers?
Yeah, Doc Rivers' mentor. So it's natural. He wasn't going nowhere else. So, and the Lakers did him scandalous. So, you know what I mean? It is what it is.
He helped them win that championship game that time.
Who?
Lou.
Help who win the championship game?
The Lakers.
Did he?
It was his last three-point shot.
No.
And then he wasn't on the team no more, and then he was a coach. I'm like, all right. I don't know that.
Because he didn't do shit else.
Kawhi Leonard donates 1 million backpacks to Los Angeles, Moreno Valley, and Inglewood school districts. A collaboration with him, the Clippers, and this nonprofit called Baby to Baby.
First of all, that's dope as hell. Because how many schools did he do? Did they do all the schools?
School districts. He donated 1 million backpacks to the school district.
That's solid. That's dope.
Inglewood, LA, and Moreno Valley.
Yeah, that's dope.
I know somebody in this room is like somewhat from the Valley, but they're not talking today. So Steph Curry has helped fund a Howard University golf program for men and women.
Oh, did he?
Yes, he did.
That's dope.
So Howard now has a golf program for men and women, and Steph Curry has lended his funds for that program.
And then today, he was in the town today, hooping with Mr. Fab and a whole bunch of cats from the town. They was all hooping, playing, and it was dope. He out there just hooping like regular on the basketball court outside. Not a lot of people do that. Not a lot of people just show up.
A lot of people should, though.
In the hood, you know what I mean? Niggas really trying to check them. They all.
I got you. Steph Curry, you are not about to cross this man up. Stop playing. Westbrook's launches a new tech program called Why Not in collaboration with Brownstein Green Tech Program, which is super cool. Tech is like the big thing now.
Yeah, definitely.
And a lot of kids are getting into it. And it's dope that they're teaching girls how to do code, too.
Yeah, they're teaching kids, period, to do code. And my kids will be involved with coding soon. And, but I'm also getting involved with myself, so.
Oh, yeah, you're going to school for coding.
Yeah, so I'm getting involved with myself. And, like, it's not only the wave, it's the future. It's what's going to control the world. Like, you know what I'm saying?
The Matrix.
Like,
the Matrix was before its time.
The way you watching this right now.
It's a code.
You know what I'm saying?
Period.
So.
Well, shout out to them for all their contributions to all the tech stuff and the schools and the students. It's important for these kids to learn something besides being basketball players or rappers.
Definitely.
You know? What they say, you use the left side of your brain. Something like that?
Something like that.
Whatever.
Use your brain.
Just use it. Say no to drugs. So people are still riled up about Jay-Z and this NFL contract.
Yeah, I missed last week. Was y'all talking about it last week?
We did. I touched on it, but you know, Keem is here now, so we're going to give Keem the floor after, you know.
So.
After.
So.
So if you are not aware of what's going on, Jay-Z and his company Roc Nation have partnered with the NFL for pretty much for Jay-Z to produce halftime shows and to insert artists into commercials, halftime, whatever, during the whole NFL season, and a lot of people don't like it.
And now you Negroes are all up in fucking arms about it, right? And this is my issue with that, right? You cannot agree with what he's doing. That's fine. Anybody cannot agree with anything. That's fine. But if you don't know what's going on, if you don't know the details, if you don't know what's happening, then why are you putting your two cents in? Until you know exactly what he's doing, and you say that he's getting involved, they say that he might get a part of
he
may get part ownership
of a football team.
Yeah, and you don't know what that entails. You don't know what the details of this is. These all these false reports about him telling JD not to get the same deal. JD came out and said, "Nah, it wasn't nothing like that, like not even close." And you talk about everybody's been applauding Jay-Z left and right, you know what I'm saying, for several things. Let me name out some of those things. Paid for funerals for black homicide victims, gave millions of dollars in full ride scholarships to black students, bailed black fathers out of jail so they could be with their families during Father's Day, covered legal fees for 21 Savage to be released from ICE, paid millions of dollars for legal fees for all y'all favorite rapper, Meek Mill, to get out of jail and provide for his family, created a reform alliance, which aims to advance criminal justice reform and eliminate outdated laws that result in extreme sentences for black males, bailed dozens of Baltimore and Ferguson protesters out of jail, produced the award-winning Khalif Browder documentary in efforts to bring global attention to the corrupt justice system in America, produced a Trayvon Martin documentary. What else? We got the the Brooklyn Nets with the I Can't Breathe shirts. Spent millions of dollars for freshwater pipelines through Africa and African families, right? All right, so that's just a little bit. So when he does this one thing that y'all know shit about, now if y'all know something about it, that's fine. If you have some intel about it, that's fine. And I understand Colin Kaepernick having an issue with it. If I'm Colin Kaepernick, I might have an issue with it. I get it.
He don't have the grounds to have an issue with anything.
But what I'm saying is, he does have the grounds.
No, he doesn't. And I'll tell you why. No. He doesn't have the grounds because you have people standing behind you fighting your fight. And you settle this agreement with the NFL. But no one knows what the terms of the agreement is. And to Jay-Z's defense, since we don't know what the terms of Kaepernick's deal is, what if he signed off to not even play football no more? What if that's a part of the agreement? We don't even know.
Yeah.
So I can understand him when he says it's not even about Kaepernick. That man, whatever issue he had.
It's not about Kaepernick's job.
Yeah, whatever issue that man had with the NFL, he squashed it with the NFL when he signed that NDF.
That's very true.
So what Jay-Z has going on has nothing to do with Cap.
That's a fact. Now, I have people that are very close to the situation. I mean, very close to the point where they're organizing with him.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they just told me to stop. Like, shut the fuck up. Like, my boy, it's my boy. He was like, King, just pretty much, he just said stop.
Yeah.
And I feel him. I understand, but I get it. And I understand because, especially if you're so close to it. And when, let's just use Malcolm X and Martin Luther King, right? Mm-hmm. It's two different ways of going about things, mm-hmm. right? And Kaepernick went about it his way. Jay-Z may be going about it his way. We see how Jay-Z operate. Jay-Z don't operate on the outside yelling out and showing for the cameras. Jay-Z operate inside and lets it come out. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to wait to see. Now, what I will say is, if Jay-Z fucks up in any realm to show that he's not doing something to initiate some type of change. And first of all, the NFL was never going to change the justice system, period. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, I don't like that part because that's just sugar-coated bullshit. Yeah. Like, the justice part had nothing to do with the deal. They just sprinkled that on there in a press release because they think that that's going to make black people okay with what's going on.
All they're like, trying to do is bring their fans back.
Don't. And that was all my video was about on Instagram. Like, it had nothing to do with Jay-Z at all. The NFL.
I'll see you and look at your video.
Cool. But the NFL are being culture vultures. Like, y'all lost y'all followers. Yeah. Everyone was protesting. They weren't watching the NFL games. Y'all lose money. When you lose sponsorships, you lose money. Yeah. You lose sponsorships because you lose viewers. No one's watching. No one's going to buy into your advertisement. Now you want our views back, so you go and get the guy that you think is for us, which he is most of the time. But we at a point now to where it's like, we've seen this story before.
Right.
Like, you just trying to get your views back and using him to get to us, which is fine on Jay-Z's part and anybody who's an artist that's going to be implemented into this program or into this deal when he decides to press play on whoever he want to press play on mm-hmm. during the season. But, bro, like, y'all trying to get our... But that should tell black people so much. Like, y'all so busy on Jay-Z's case, that should tell you how powerful your views and your money is.
Right.
That they going to this length
to have this dreaded light-skinned man with big-ass lips in a damn...
Oh, my bracelet.
Oh,
he's really not gonna talk. What's wrong with him?
Had this dreaded light skinned man with these big ass lips in the fucking office, sitting next to Roger Goodell, shaking his hand with a fucking hat off. Like, they're like, we have to realize we definitely have power, right? But my whole thing with the whole shit and the backlash on Jay is, I don't like people just saying shit blindly.
And they do.
And that's what people do. As soon as they seen the headline, Jay-Z's with the NFL. Oh, shit. He doing what? Oh, shit. Don't tell me that.
And it's so and we so predictable as people that this man literally set up a press conference. He literally set up a press conference because he already knew.
Sigga really ain't gonna talk.
He swear with the sunglasses off. He had to set up a press conference to...
Give me some more.
Your people had enough?
Give me some more.
Hey. Had to set up a press conference to go to war with folks because he already knew it was going to be some backlash behind it. Like, blinded backlash, though.
I just don't want it to be blinded. You can be against it. You can... There's nothing
It's nothing
wrong.
To be against.
No, but what I'm saying is there's nothing wrong to not agreeing with... as black people, right, we tend to do this. Think that we all have to do it the same way.
This is true. It's more than one way to skin a cat.
And if you go a different way.
More than one way to suck a dick.
If you go any other way, then I don't know how, like, what am I supposed to say? Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know if I'm agreeing with that or what the fuck. Like, I'm not. This is the view.
You get your dick
express,
like that, you?
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah.
Yeah. It's more than one way to get it up. Tell her.
All right. There you go.
Boom.
But we all tend to think that we're going one way. We got to go one way.
This is true.
Everybody got to boycott the same way. Everybody got to do this the same way. Man, it's probably not the greatest example of people to say it about, but I'm going to use them just because that's what he was talking about. Steve Harvey.
Okay.
Steve Harvey was saying, he said, I'm not going to go about it this way. I'm going to go about it this way because that's my angle. That's not my, the other angle's not my angle.
Right.
Who's it? Kenny Stills or somebody? They're starting to sound ignorant. Now, Kenny Stills, they're starting to sound ignorant. He never took a knee. He doesn't play football.
Steve Harvey
Kenny Stills was talking about how Jay-Z never took a knee.
He don't play football.
I say, he don't play football. What does that even make sense? That doesn't make sense. I say, like, what he's been doing is he supported Kaepernick. I don't know if they talk to each other or whatever, but
end of the day, if they did or if they didn't, that man don't need to get permission from that man to do nothing because Cap didn't get permission from none of us to close this deal. We don't know the terms of it. So while we all here still standing for you, we don't even know if we should stop. Should we keep going? Like, should we fall back? Like, what should we do? And he's still not talking.
And Cap He can't talk. It's a non-disclosure. He can't talk. So, but
you can say something.
I'm not mad at Cap.
I'm not mad at Cap either.
For what he did at all. He needed to get his money to survive or whatever the hell he needed to do. And he's been donating. He's been helping in the community. He's been to town a lot.
Yeah.
Taking care of kids and helping people get out of jail. All types of stuff. Kaepernick has been doing an
amazing
job. He gave up. He's the sacrificial lamb. And that's the thing we have to understand is that he's a sacrificial lamb for the whatever may come next. Is what Jay-Z's doing coming? What comes next? Maybe. Because without Cap, Jay-Z's not there. That's not happening.
The thing about
Jay-Z, Jay-Z last year told them no when they begged him to perform. Yeah. And then told everybody else, don't you perform, don't do it.
And nobody did. And then people who didn't perform or chose to perform got backlash from performing.
Yeah, and everybody's like, well, he said that last year, and he was talking about performing. Now he's in control of performing.
Of who performs.
So now all you niggas get to go perform.
Exactly.
Like, what are you talking about?
Like, yeah, in Jay-Z's defense, like, you're sitting at the table and you're able to make decisions, which is great. That's what we want. But my side of it is the NFL, the Caucasians, always culture vulture, always mooch off of us.
Yeah, like, I'm not expecting anything different.
And I'm not surprised, but I'm just surprised at everybody getting on Jay-Z. Like, that's not the problem.
Yeah, but I mean, we're not going to change the problem.
The problem is us. We are the problem.
Okay.
We are the problem. So Luke gave a quote, and he said, the Jay he knows isn't a sellout. Give him the opportunity to implement his plan. As far as players who have something to say, talk to me about injustice when they hire black agents and financial advisors.
Hello?
Because there's a lot of good ones out there.
A.K.A. Luke trying to get a job.
I got your back, bro. I got your back.
Hire some agents.
I got your back. Right? But Jay-Z, is it? Don't he got like a sports team? Agency or something
yes.
like that?
Yes.
Let the man live, first of all. Let people grow and be a part of making decisions for us. I think the problem is that a lot of people are just so content with complaining. And they don't want to find answers or solutions to the problem. They just want to bitch and complain. So when you have a solution, small solution to the problem, it's still a fucking problem.
We're living in a world where being angry is better
it's
than
cool.
Making. That's the cooler thing to do. It's the cooler thing to do. Outrage is
entertainment now.
What does Black Twitter do? Black Twitter don't, like, there's very rare times where you hear people talking about Black Twitter in the sense of them just talking about something totally
positive.
Fucking positive, rainbows. And they're talking about when we tear something down. Tear a person down, tear a corporation down, or something like that. Besides that, or talking about somebody. It's never about anything, like, Black Twitter didn't go crazy on, oh, Jay-Z's in the NFL. Like, oh my God, he's a partner, not
yeah.
a worker.
You partner because they need us. Like Derek Grace says, we don't need them. They need us. Derek Grace. They need us. We don't need. Jay-Z said it too. A lot of people say that. They don't need. We don't need them. They need us. Period. At the end of the day.
Listen.
And they going. You can clearly see with this Jay-Z deal. I'm sure Jay-Z didn't go to them. I'm sure they went to Jay-Z. Just my speculation. Because, like you said, last year he wasn't fucking with them.
Yeah.
I'm sure they had to find
Jay's a billionaire.
A great sure. reason or a good presentation to be like, listen, sir, let's talk about this. This is what we have to offer you. Because the music is the way into our pockets. The commercials, even though they start putting black people in them, if you listen to just the music, it's a hip-hop beat.
Unless it's like a Sprite commercial, a McDonald's commercial.
Sprite? They done put all the fucking rappers on their shit.
That's what I'm saying. Sprite, McDonald's.
Walmart.
Anything that black people like go to, where else?
Football.
Anything.
Everything.
Anything that got to do with chicken?
Yes. So speaking of black Twitter, there's a couple of things to unpack here. Okay, so one of them, of course, is the Popeye situation. But it also ties into what we weren't able to talk about last week, which was the list of fast food chains that that donates or is donating to Trump's campaign for him to reelect. Now, if y'all don't understand what donating to a or supporting a campaign is, that means that the money you spend at this restaurant, they're accumulating it. And they're donating this money for this man to run all over the country again to get reelected.
That's good.
So when you super, super, super Trump supporter. So I mean, I want you to
supporter.
I want you to
call him a supporter. No.
I'm not a Trump supporter. I'm just realistic. Like.
I want you to think outside of your backyard. Okay. You go up the street to Wendy's or In-N-Out. Or wherever, and you go and get you something to eat. But you have to understand that these restaurants are all over the United States. You're not the only one that, oh, it's okay, McDonald's. Oh, I'll just go buy some chicken nuggets real quick. It's cool. Yeah, your little $4 is accumulating by millions by the second that they go give to Trump. So, Hakeem said that that list didn't matter.
It doesn't.
So, with this outrage of going to Popeyes for this chicken sandwich because of this fake Twitter beef between Wendy's and Chick-fil-A, and Popeyes jumped in talking about their biscuit. Everybody ran to go get this sandwich.
Oh, wait. Can I rewind a little bit?
Go ahead.
Because I didn't get to speak on that. Did y'all speak on that last
week? No, I was waiting on you.
We did, and I wish you were here because I'd love to hear your
voice. Well, here now.
It just doesn't fucking matter.
Let me tell you why it does matter.
Wow, you're not gonna let me finish. I asked a fucking rewind.
The pot calling the kettle black.
Do you think? Say what you want. Did I finish? Go ahead.
Hey, you guys were doing a good job.
Here we go. Like, let me tell you. Well, I'm gonna go say it first. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Hell no. You go first, girl. See, by all means, girl.
You get on my fucking nerves.
By all means.
Go ahead.
Let's have a compliment battle.
Go, nigga.
So I'm gonna tell you why it doesn't matter.
We don't own none of this shit, number one.
Number one, we don't own none of this shit. You niggas ain't buying black. Until I don't want to hear nothing about not supporting in all these fucking restaurants till you start going to all black owned businesses. That's it. That's all. Not only go to black owned businesses, only walk black owned streets, only go to black owned buildings, only go to black owned because all these white motherfuckers support Trump. Are you fucking kidding me?
Now check this out though.
He's back. He's back.
Check this out though. So those same black businesses, as you begin to support them, they're going to contribute money to the same type of candidate. Why? Because those type of candidates help sustain their
those
business.
Type of businesses.
So it's deeper than, oh, he's a racist and he's a chauvinist and he's a this-ist and a that-ist. No, the businesses support him because he is good for businesses. All his shenanigans are whack.
They don't give a fuck about
they
none of that
shit. They don't care about that, though. We do, because it's a distraction.
Yeah.
It doesn't play no part in our
life. All the shit that we see and we look at, that shit is false. Like, even the shit that we are outraged about is all false. Because we don't even know the inner workings. This is another thing that we don't fucking know.
But yeah, we said that on the other podcast when we were saying that, that what happens in the White House, it doesn't affect us. What affects us is our midterm elections and the people right here
in
our city.
Not only that.
We're not that high on the totem pole for the shit that we fake outraged about
but not
to
that,
fucking
the
matter.
Shit that we hear, that's for our ears.
Yeah.
There are so many other factors, other shit that people...
Is the stuff that we are most outraged about on a national level by our president and everything else has nothing to do with policy.
Period.
At all. It's all social issues. That's not a president's job.
It's not. He implemented himself into that.
Social issues. And that's what we hold him to when that has nothing to do with his job. That's him as a person. Do I personally like the man? Not even a little bit. Right. Do I feel like he may be good for certain areas of this country? Absolutely so.
Did I
Do
say
I think
he was
he's
going?
Dangerous for other areas, especially socially?
Without a doubt.
Yes. But when you talk about these businesses that are contributing to his campaign for re-election, you have to understand why. It's not because they support the fact that he's a racist. They support
him.
Their own business. And that's what's in their best interest to do.
What interest is Wendy's, McDonald's, In-N-Out have with
they
the president?
They get tax breaks. They get there's a lot of incentives. And you got to understand, politicians, like lobbyists run this country. And lobbyists run it through the power of the capitalist companies that have them go lobby into, you know, in Congress. Right. And then,
but not only that, let's say we don't support these restaurants and these businesses, right? This is one of their fucking businesses. The people that own these fucking companies
have other companies
are billionaires.
Yeah.
They're going to donate him without even thinking about it. Oh, you need 20 million? Here.
Well, I could say,
that's a tax write-off too.
But in my opinion,
my whole company is
a tax write-off.
It don't fucking matter.
I just want people, especially our people, but I just want people, especially black people, to understand the power that we have in our money. And it's so crazy because we don't even own shit. But we have 1.3 trillion in spending power.
But see, that's not an asset. That's a liability.
It is, but this is the thing. They made Popeye's. I wasn't done. You cut me off. He plays so much. But people, I ain't even gonna blame it all on black people. People in general made Popeyes $23.5 million in a week. Majority black people, because we all know Popeyes are in food desert areas.
No, not majority fucking black people. I don't believe that shit.
I don't believe it. And so with that being said, okay, with the $23.5 billion, I will give at least $20 million of it to black people.
Don't you give $20 million to fucking black people?
I will. Because when I see videos of you fighting people to get a fucking chicken sandwich, that shit's ridiculous. The girl that I work with at the nail shop waited an hour. They didn't even tell her that the wait was an hour. She was already waiting an hour. She had to wait another hour.
And I made a whole little, if y'all want to look.
He made a whole Instagram story about the chicken.
I really did it because it was funny. I don't care about the sandwich no more. I did it because it was funny.
You're not the only person that think it's funny.
It's hilarious.
Right. You're not the only person that think it's funny. It's 20 million other motherfuckers like you who think it's funny.
But this isn't the only thing.
But that's not the point that I'm making. The point that I'm making is
we have power in our dollars.
And if y'all will put that much energy into your own household, period, fuck a black business. It's your own knowledge and your own household financial knowledge. Like, do you know how to save?
That's a misconception in our household is saving. Like, wealthy families don't teach saving. They teach investing.
Because Exactly. Saving
is just holding money until you spend it later. Investing is making that money make money for you. Like, we're not taught these principles because we don't know.
And we weren't told to be taught.
These particular companies are doing this and taking your money because they want your advertisement, they want your dollars, they want your views, they want this, they want that. And we'd be like, oh shit, that shit funny. Let me go run up in a drive-thru and get a chicken sandwich and add to the fuckery.
Now, I'll roll with what you're saying, because you didn't say it full out, but I know what you're saying. You want us just to know our power.
Yeah, just be aware.
Just be aware of our power. Even if we don't make change or not change, we can make a change within ourselves.
And when you're aware, yes.
If we're aware and knowing that if we take our dollar out of the hands of these people, whether they're billionaires or not, and we put it into this hand, maybe we can make something happen.
But yeah.
I feel that.
That is the problem. But look at the NFL.
Only go to Olive Garden and Red Lobster, though.
No. Look at the NFL, though.
White man owns it.
Look what happened when people stopped watching. Now they're begging for us back. So if y'all didn't run to Popeyes.
Hey, that sandwich is good as fuck.
But
hey, y'all, you ain't gonna sit here and act like the sandwich ain't good.
No, I'm not saying that it's not good. I'm not saying saying that it's not good, but what I'm saying is I want people to realize the power that they have when it comes to their money.
But this is the thing. Like, if there's no alternate plan, then it's just saying, look, if we don't go, then you guys will need us. So we want you to beg and need us. Like, no, what's the purpose behind it? Yes, we have this power because we are a consumer-based group of people, which isn't necessarily a good thing. We're not producers, we're consumers. We're talking consumerism. True. Now the alternative would be to become producers and then use that spending power to further our production, and then now we are a viable force in this world market, or even within our own country.
True.
Or our own
community. We have a long way. We have a long way to get there.
It's not about recognizing our spending power. It's about learning how to become producers, and then that spending power is gonna go where it's supposed to go. I took the glasses off and put the pig down.
Now he talking that shit.
My beard is straight.
Facts.
You know what's funny? You know what I find funny about this show? Is that we typically agree.
But we disagree.
We fight about the agreement in the way that we agree.
Oh, God. I agree this way and like not that way.
It was like the way you said it.
You was right, but you didn't say it right.
Damn, they exactly. argue a lot about getting along.
Oh, everything.
Oh, shit.
Okay, so we on the last.
That chicken was hella good, though. No lies, though. That shit was fire.
I didn't have it. I wasn't trying to coon out.
This is me promoting it again. We just talking about not doing. That shit was fire, bro. Look, I know the lies is wrong.
Popeyes to find that chicken sandwich.
Listen, because, like, if y'all want to look at my Instagram, you feel me? I already posted that shit, you feel me?
But his name Keem on all platforms.
His name Keem across all platforms, you feel me? But y'all ain't never been to the town. That's how niggas talk, you feel me? You know what I'm talking about? Listen. Not the young niggas though. Anyway, this ain't gonna do that.
Right.
I went to one Popeyes. As soon as I walked in, the motherfuckers was like, yeah, last sandwich. I was like, bitch! Fuck you, last sandwich. I just drove 3 miles.
3 miles.
Like, and then I went to another one. It was like, oh, we don't get the sandwich next week. I said, bitch, how the fuck y'all get the sandwich next week? So I woke up at 9:45 in the morning, got my ass up, and went. This is all, at this point, this is for comedic purposes, because I already recorded what I did.
So you had to keep it going.
Yeah, at that point, it was like, fuck it. So I went there, went to get a sandwich, line. I got there early, so I was like, I'm the first people there. But then as soon as I got there, that line started wrapping around the corner. I was like, this shit is crazy. Got my sandwich. It took 15 minutes for them to give
make
the sandwich.
I
was like, are you kidding me?
So that makes sense why the girl at my job was like, the lady said it's an hour wait.
Yeah.
Because people was ordering more than one sandwich then.
I was waiting for it. Yeah. Yeah. People ordered like five sandwiches.
Don't stress them people out.
I ordered two. You think I got this way for no motherfucking reason? I've been eating chicken all
my fucking
season.
I just noticed my nails match my shoelaces. Not all season. I just noticed my nails match my shoelaces. Anyway.
You can't see that. You don't show us from that far now.
Ow.
Oh, well, show it. Okay. Flexing.
Back when she was dancing at Starlet's.
I wish I did go to Starlet's.
What's it called, Fantasy Island?
Fantasy Island.
Fantasy Castle.
Okay, so y'all know, or probably don't know, that Trouble and Alexis Sky are a couple. So Alexis Sky cut her hair to a short haircut, right?
I saw this.
Right. And so they had posted it on the Shade Room, and I had commented, like, that's one way to keep your man.
And incoming bitter females.
So sis said.
She said, I'm a real ass bitch. Give a fuck about a nigga.
Who said something?
Some random.
So I said one of many ways how to keep your man, right? So she says, by losing who you are and becoming his idea of who he wants you to be, I'm sorry, why are we keeping this man, sis? So I responded, I said, you went way left with that, sweetheart. If my man likes short hair and I'm comfortable with having short hair, then I will cut my hair. I was like, he the one that got to look at me. He has to enjoy me at the same time I'm enjoying myself. That's what a lot of women don't understand. Self-esteem, when you're happy with self, doing something your man likes is a bonus. Y'all so used to y'all man not liking y'all. So as men, do y'all appreciate certain things that y'all may like on your woman when your woman does it, like just because you like it?
Just like women like when we do some shit to us? That's so fucking stupid.
But yes or no?
Yes, duh. I mean, she do something that I like. Okay, cool. Thanks, babe. Thanks for doing something I like. It looks good on you. Appreciate it. I like when you do your hair that way. I like when you wear that dress. That's cool.
And it's super cool.
What the fuck?
How can I lose myself in doing something that my man likes on me?
I don't even know how you respond to that motherfucker.
I was about to say, like, at this point, there was nothing even to bring. Like, she made herself sound stupid.
But it's a lot of girls that's like that.
That's the thing. It's like, we have this culture of, no, you have to reject and push and do the opposite of what a man says to maintain your independence and your strength. But that's not, just like a man doesn't need to push against his woman. Like, you're supposed to work in conjunction. If my wife, like, a certain thing. Now there's certain things like, no, this is what, like my beard thing. I started growing my beard a couple years ago. She didn't like it. And I was like, but you know what? This is for me. I cut my dreads off. Like, I'm going to grow my beard at least.
Locks, my brother. Locks.
If I don't knock it off. But you're right. But, you know what? Then she learned to like it. But at the end of the day, she's the one that has to look at me every day. She's the one, when I step outside of the house, I'm representative of her. Oh, you're Nisha's husband? So now anybody that knows her and sees me, I'm a representative of her. You know what I mean? So yeah. And vice versa. So if I go out the house dirty, musty, and smelly every day, oh, that's your husband, the smelly nigga? You know what I mean? Like,
what? This, no, yes. Well, this is my thing. Is yes, like, yeah, true. That's very true.
There's certain things to, yes, like, we are individuals, and being with somebody does not mean you have to lose your individuality.
Period.
But at the same time, there's things that do not hurt or threaten your individuality that make your partner happy. And
you should have no problem doing it.
But if you wear hair this way one day, do you come with cornrows the next day? Do you cut your hair the next day a little bit?
I've got three different women.
But not only that, but I'm like, but I was like, I'll be like, babe, dang, when you had the little bun thing, that shit was sexy as fuck.
Yeah, so like, when I feel like,
you know.
So when I feel like doing my bun again, I know my nigga really liked this shit. So I did it right last time, but let me really do it this time because I know he liked this shit.
Because that nigga might fuck the shit out of me that night, right? That's how you feel. Ow. Go get that thing spread out. Hello. Hello?
Hello.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it might be days where I'm like, I like this a little better on you. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like, that's honesty. Because then if I'm liking this style on you, and you notice that I like that style that much, then give it to me a little more, because you never know. I might look for it somewhere else.
Give it to you a little mouth.
And that's not even that, but it's just like...
But
it is.
I follow Super Scent on Instagram, and she
that's
had posted
the, make the, little,
the crayon case, the makeup.
Boom,
but she had made a video a while ago saying the same thing. Like, if your nigga like blonde hair, or if he like this, or if he like that, or if he like that, do it. Because when he go out and find what he like, and you ain't it, not in those particular words, but if you ain't it, you can't be mad.
That's why y'all got to be out there sucking a little dick or something.
Look, to bring it back to PG-17.
It's a rated R show.
Not even 13, but 17.
PG-17.
But there's a compromise to that, too. Like, if I like short hair and you don't want to cut your hair, you can wear a wig for me. If I like red hair and you don't want to dye your hair,
You can wear a wig.
Let me get one more wig example.
Hell yeah. So if you had a message for girls who thought like that, what would you say?
My message is, first of all, she's stupid as fuck, so I'm not rolling with that.
No, let's not do her like that. Like,
and she's a cute girl, yeah, too.
She's one of our black queens. We're not gonna do
all our black queens ain't smart.
No, each one teach one.
It's our duty to enlighten our sisters.
Exactly. Each one
I'm
teach
that
one.
Ass like a home run in ninth inning. All right.
we gotta enlighten our young sisters who don't know no better.
No, on some real shit though, like you don't have to lose your individuality in a relationship. You definitely don't. You can definitely if you're in tune with somebody and you want that somebody, that person should want to do for you as well as you want to do for them. And if you want to also have some type of stimulant for that person, then you're going to give them that stimulant so that way you guys can have that cohesiveness with one another.
Okay.
So as a unit, you know what I'm saying? It just becomes something where you're not giving up. You never have to give up your individuality. You can do what the fuck you want to. And if that person, my ex-wife, I saw no wrong in any fucking hairdo she did. She did a million fucking hairdos, right? I didn't give a fuck until we started beefing, and the first hairdo she came in with, I was like, bitch, you ugly. But because we was beefing. Otherwise, I would be like, I like when you do that. You know what I mean? So that way she knows I like that maybe a little more than everything else. You know what I'm saying? So when you come in, hopefully you come in to, I'm coming to please you, because you say, babe, please don't grow your hair out no more. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's long enough.
You know what I'm saying? It's long enough. Yeah, please, not the fucking dreads again. Please don't do that shit again.
Locks.
You know what I'm saying? Locks. I fucked up, huh? I just corrected that nigga, too.
Bing.
That's crazy. But, yeah. But.
On top of that, when you commit yourself to a relationship with somebody, they're clearly what you like in some way, shape, or form. And so any changes to that would be cosmetic and they'd be minor, because the person that you're with is the person that you want. You've already found
the
qualities.
Person.
They may not have every single quality you were looking for in the perfect person, but who does?
You actually like the person.
That and you had to have some form of physical attraction.
And if you only like them in that one form,
that's weird.
You don't like them.
So in regards to, oh girl, like, chances are she has not met or is not with somebody that she feels that way about. Because if she did,
or that feels that way about her.
Because if that was the case, she wouldn't mind doing for her man.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be the mentality of, no, we don't need a change for these niggas. But no, it'd be like, you know what? I love my man. You know, he loves this and that about me, but he likes this. And so I would give him this. Will I do it permanently and all the time?
No,
because it's not really me. But to make him happy, I'll give him a little bit of this.
And then
I know I love him and I do this for him just like he does this and that for me.
And then also you have your time. Women will come in the fucking house and cut all their fucking hair off. And you'll be like,
and we just got to deal with it.
Like, what the fuck did you just do? What, like, you know what I'm saying?
It's
and
funny,
like,
y'all
but you get
nothing.
Used to it. That's a person. You love that person. You might not love what they did. Like, I didn't want you to cut your hair off, babe. Come on, God, damn. Well, I guess I'm going to be rubbing that bald head from behind. Like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, we going to be doing, you know what I'm saying?
You put a do-rag on her and pull the tail of the do-rag.
Well, like me personally, as a woman who's in a relationship. Because they ain't asked me nothing about it. You know, I'm not the only girl on set.
You asked us.
Y'all supposed to ask me too.
No, you already had that on the same room. You asked me a question.
You didn't get a chance to ask you. Where's the light? How you turn the shit off? Oh God, how you turn the light on? Is it dead?
No.
Oh God, give me a light. Just give me the light. Oh, that nigga said get the do-rag. Nah, this one taller? Yeah. Just give me the light. Hey yo, that nigga wild for that shit. That nigga
said
put a do-rag around her. I don't mind. Like, a lot of my partners hate fucking bald head girls. I don't mind bald head girls. I don't have an issue with it.
There's really only one bald head girl I will ever want. Amber Rose. That's it.
Have you seen her lately?
She's pregnant.
She look crazy.
Well, she's pregnant.
Maybe it's because she's
without,
pregnant.
Without all her shit? Nah, it's fuck the pregnancy. It ain't got nothing to do with the pregnancy. She was bad. Remember, you remember when she first showed up in that Ludacris video? I was like, who was that? I thought she was black.
Well, I will say to the young ladies
go ahead.
I will say that riding off of what LJ said, it's nothing wrong with doing something that your man likes because you know that he likes it. And it doesn't, you don't lose your identity. It actually makes your relationship stronger.
What you worried about?
So if the only way to keep your man is to, A, find a nigga that want to be kept, but to, you have to work on keeping someone's interest. Like, just because y'all think each other is cute and then y'all together and then you think that's the end of it, like, that's not the end of it. Like, if he like a certain thing, entice him with it. Period. Make him want to be attracted to you all the time.
Message.
And the only way to do that is to do things that he likes. Because men have wandering eyes and men look all the time. Everywhere. So if you
all
see
some... y'all quit tripping on that shit.
I don't trip off that. I be looking too. Like, you seen that ass over there?
That's how it should be. Because women like women. No matter if
they
fuck with them or not.
Yeah, women are beautiful.
No matter if they want to fuck with them or not. Just
women are beautiful.
You want to see the ass too. I'm going to point out the ass just so you can get the shit over.
I mean, don't break your neck to look at nothing. That's disrespectful.
Yeah, I ain't gonna do no crazy shit.
But if my man say you... And then you have to listen to people when they talk. Just in conversation. Oh, yeah, what dude was like, oh, she was pretty. She had this boob, this, or she had that. That's something that he may like. Do that shit. I asked my nigga the other day, I see lingerie all the time. Do you like lingerie? Not really. But if I want to walk around the house, then I'm sure you're not going to complain.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm playing. I don't give a fuck about lingerie, but...
A lot of men don't, yeah. But it's pretty. It's cool to take off. You know what I'm saying? If you want to walk around in it, it's cool. Like, mitten, ain't no niggas really like, ooh, yeah, that lingerie, bustier, like, that shit was fire.
What's solid is, like, you come in, she in lingerie, she cooking.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean?
On some sexy girl shit.
Yeah, on some sexy shit. Or she came in, she already dressed in the shit and laying on the fucking shit and whatever. You know what I mean? Laid out, got candles out, shit like that. That's dope. You walk in, you be like, all I'm gonna do is take that shit off.
It's exactly.
All I'm gonna do is take that shit off, huh?
It's about to go down.
Looking like dinner. Huh? What I say, y'all looking like dinner, that guy. Go ahead and unsnap them little stupid little things. You know, that guy.
Garter belt.
I'm gonna eat that shit up, that guy.
He got the lips for it. Hello. Follow us on Instagram, Unapologetic J. That's a J, not a G, because I know a lot of y'all is getting confused. I've been getting DMs about not being able to find it on Apple, on YouTube. It's Unapologetic with a J, because my name is J. It starts with a J.
She left out the G because the G ain't in you.
That's a lie. So, wait, what'd he say? False. So... Unapologetic J. His name Kimo, all platforms.
This nigga stupid.
Hey, that better be one of the headlines on
this. Gonna be the title for episode 8. Left out the G because the G ain't in you.
Oh, hey, man.
I bet you gotta make people remember that it's with a J, not a G.
Period.
I am his name, Keem. That's his name, Keem, across all platforms. Go ahead and let them know about these lips. If they want to know more, you DM me.
All right, you're going to get...
No, I didn't mean what I said. I meant what she was talking about when she said.
And he got a.
Whoa, chill out.
Hat to the back. I gotta keep my pants down real low. That's the kind of girl. I don't hate on TLC. Cause Chili's still fine.
All right, Chili's bad as fuck. I saw her dancing.
Hello.
The other day.
Hello.
Chili's still bad.
Hello.
She probably got herpes though. Fuck with Usher.